This is a dictation for Sonia Carter, S-O-N-I-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of service is 12/15/2022. Date accident is 5/13/2022. And date of service is 12/15/2022. The patient presents with a history of lower back pain subsequent to an automobile accident where the patient was rear-ended as a restrained passenger in the front seat. I think it's more like a T-bone accident on a driver's side. Her mother was driving, resulting in moderately severe pain, which is now resolving. According to the patient, there is a 50% improvement in the pain, and the pain level varies from 6 to 8 without any radiation to the legs. The patient has known to have pre-existing seizures prior to the accident, for which she is undergoing a treatment at a neurologist. The group is called MIND, M-I-N-D. The ADLs are reported as 8. The patient is quite an obese girl of 44-year age. And ADLs that she reports are as follows: walking ability and work, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9, general activity is 8, and mood and relationship with other people is affected 5. In the system review, patient reports that there is a headache in the neurologic side and difficulty sleeping. No other symptom of TBI reported. She denies dizziness, vertigo, confusion, disorientation, any new seizures or any blackout, vision disturbances, memory problems, none of them are reported, or balance problem. She also has no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, there is a lower back stiffness, lower back pain, and slight difficult walking. However, no other issues. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing are reported. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine reported. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. And in last 30 days, there are no changes in the pain level. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain patients are none. Substance abuse is none, and compliance history patient is fully compliant to the pain mitigation regimen. Physical examination is one, blood pressure is 111/89, pulse is 87, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 11/17/2022, dictation number 0109-007. And diagnosis are the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy at 3 times per week, and with traction massage, aquatherapy, kit training, home exercise, McKenzie program. And disability is continuing in work, housework, and transportation. That will be end of dictation. Medication-wise, the patient is provided with Mobix, 15 milligram daily, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifax for stomach protection, Tylenol, Codeine, PRN for pain, Xanax for anxiety, and Neurontin for headaches and nerve healing.